for this time of year, it's usually stagnant or dead and going backwards. Same in February, that's our quietest month, but we're getting quite a few phone calls. We've already had quite a few pilots ring up with aircraft wanting to come up and see the water that is starting to come into the lake. Example was this morning, we had one guy out of Melbourne said, I'm getting in the plane this afternoon and flying up here.
How does that make you feel and other tourism operators in the area when movement starts happening like this?
Oh, I think it's great. Considering that the Australian economy is on the way down at the moment, I think any light at the end of the tunnel, even if it's only a short-term situation, should be viewed very positively.
How important is tourism for William Creek? I'd imagine the population of the town, for example, would change quite dramatically during the peak season.
Well, it basically lives on tourism and pastoral, a little bit of mining at the same time. Because mining's been going down, pastoral's been in a bit of a drought, and the tourism's been just chugging along. Now that it's starting to get water, we're definitely getting phone calls, and the projections are that it should be a reasonable year, providing there's enough water going to the lake. And that means that for South Australia, it should cause an increase in employment in tourism and hospitality in the upper north, even Port Augusta and Adelaide with beds and that, with people flying in. If the projections go where we think, we'll probably go from about 6 to about 30, the number of people that we employ over the tourist season, which basically starts from the end of March through to October.
You've been flying up above Lake Eyre and you've put some photos on your Facebook page. What does it look like? Just describe it for us.
Well, you've got the brown water coming down the centre of the lake through the Warden Groove, and you've got the green from a bit of algae that was up in the creeks there and the billabongs, etc. So you've got a contrast in colours that look quite picturesque. And down the bottom, it becomes blur as the site actually acts like a filter and screens out a lot of the soil sedimentation.
Must be a spectacular site.
Yeah, look, I think the lake's always spectacular, and I know that I've got a vested interest in it, but from a visual point of view, it's definitely worth coming out and having a look at it. It never bores you, that's for sure.